Joel Klatt from Fox Sports joining us, putting together those top 50s, those rundowns, your That's mocks. Right. And how hard is it to do that?
It's incredibly difficult because now more than ever, you know, players come from all levels of college football. It's not just the big conferences. You've got some of the smaller conferences. You've got the FCS level. So to find all the players that are NFL caliber or have that type of potential is incredibly difficult. But at the same time, it's so much fun to try to find and really the hidden gems. Everyone knows about, you know, the Winstons and Mariotas and Leonard Williams of the world. But it's fun for me to try to find the next guy who's a Pierre Desir, you know, a corner that came out last year. So those are the types of things that I really enjoy.
Now, early on, you were more Mariota than Winston. Yeah. Are you still?
I am still. In fact, today here at the Combine, I think it even further cements my position because I've always thought Marcus was bigger than most people expect. You saw that at the Heisman ceremony when he was shaking everybody's hand. And then he measured in today at 6'3 and 3 quarters, exactly the same height as Jameis Winston, 6'3 and 3 quarter. Mariota, 222 pounds. Winston, 231 pounds. Mariota's going to run a sub-540. I mean, this is a guy that I don't know if we've seen an athlete like this in a long time. And, you know, Andrew Luck was athletic like this.
You think he's going to run in the 4.4s?
No question about it. There's no question in my mind. RG3 was the fastest quarterback in modern combine history at 4.41. The over-under right now on Marcus is 4.49. I would take the under. I think he's a 4.45 guy.
Wow.
Yeah.
So why are more of your fellow analysts in the other boat with Winston?
It's really difficult to get over the system that Mariota played in, the high-tempo spread offense that Oregon ran. And the reason is that offense, from its genesis, was created at the high school ranks and for small colleges because of a lack of time and lack of athletes. And so what they needed to do was spread out the field and exploit the space that you can at the high school and college level because of the wide hash marks. It promotes more wide open throws. It promotes wider space areas that you can go exploit that if you are a good athlete. Meanwhile, Jameis Winston in a pro style offense is a very easy projection for an NFL evaluator because he sees Jameis Winston under center dropping back. 91 pass attempts he actually had this year from under center. You see him operating a system, manipulating protections and checking out certain types of plays. It's basically like the football nerd scenario where Jameis Winston has a PhD right now, and Mariota has yet to prove that he can do that in a pro-style offense. But just technically and off the field-wise, I'm still a Marcus guy. I think that he's the better quarterback. I think he would be the better face of a franchise.
So almost a baseball comparison. Bryce Harper is a catcher coming out, but they say, you know, he's probably going to play somewhere else, and he hits well enough. Who cares?
Right, exactly. I think that
if you can play, you can play.
If you can play, you can play. And if you really dive into what Marcus was able to do at Oregon, you see all the things that you need to see from a guy that's going to be playing in a pro-style offense. And then it just becomes, can he mentally handle a pro-style offense? I've sat with him many times, one of the smartest guys and players that I know, including Scott Frost, who is his offensive coordinator, time and time again told me as good as Marcus is and as fast as he is with his legs, he's probably faster in his mind. And so I'm a big Mariota fan.